Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
First of the month, I'll give you the stock market report. Start out the 4 o'clock hour here. Stock market report sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. First of the month brings a down day on Wall Street. Dow Jones down 173 points, S&P 500 down 53 points, NASDAQ down 278 points. So had a nice September, start out October on the red, but we'll get it back. Got 31 days to get it back. Detroit Tigers leading the Astros 3-0, top of the sixth. If you're interested in wild card baseball, which we found out on this show, no one is. Except Crowder a little bit.
I told you I'm going for the Dodgers. They can't be in a wild card, though. They're too good.
Speaking of playoffs, the NASCAR playoffs are set for Homestead Miami Speedway at the end of October. You could win a 4-pack of tickets to see it all unfold. If you want to enter, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can enter right there. And if you can't wait to win, you can purchase tickets at HomesteadMiamiSpeedway.com. Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Didn't mention this when we talked about the Lions win earlier, but did you guys see Jared Goff, 18 of 18 in the game yesterday? Most pass attempts in a game without an incompletion in NFL history. He had more receptions in the game than he did incompletions in the game.
And more tutties.
Receiving
tutties.
Dan Campbell didn't give him the game ball. And the quote after was, "I just gave the game ball to somebody else, so I feel awful right now," in the post game.
Because he didn't
conference.
Know the stat that he had gone 18 for 18. And one of the reporters asks him in the press conference, he's like, "Oh, I feel terrible. I just gave the game ball to someone else."
Don't worry. He can give him one today.
We don't have that problem in Miami, though, because McDaniel gives the game ball to everybody.
Said they all of them got it last night.
I would hope they don't give a game ball in a loss, do they?
Hell no.
Not like even if somebody has a spectacular performance?
No. And I can't say I never. I told you some of my best, like my best stat games were in losses.
But
probably because they were
never a game ball given.
No, because you know they're up and they're running the hell out the ball, and I had a bunch of tackles. But there were some games like where JT would go crazy and we'd lose, and there's no game ball, but it was a Hall of Fame performance. But you can't. Hey guys, we just got our ass whooped, but this guy played amazing. Come on up front, Jason. It's you can't do it.
Well, nice for all the Dolphins players. Everyone got a game ball week one, and no matter what happens this season, they'll always have that.
And Solana, have you apologized to me for your Jared Goff slander?
I was about to, because I spent 2 years bleeping all over the idea that Jared Goff was a good quarterback, and I was wrong. He is. Goff or Tua?
Goff.
Dan Campbell or Mike McDaniel?
Dan Campbell. I might be a Detroit Lions fan now we're asking these questions. Aiden Hutchinson or Bradley Chubb. Like, if we go through this, I might swing.
Let's go. D-Town, baby. Those unis they were rocking last night, the all black with the
pretty cool.
Yeah. Like, what is that? Like Hawaii blue helmets or whatever? Those are pretty cool.
I don't know. The all black, because the Ravens, that was cool too. The all black uniforms. Yeah, I like the all black.
We just play first of the month. We've reached October. Hawk, you were saying this is a Canes town. the Canes are basically halfway through their season, which is insane to imagine. They've played five games already. But here we go. In the month of October, obviously NFL continues, college football continues, NBA is back, MLB playoffs. You just mentioned NASCAR playoffs. NHL is back as well. MLS playoffs and WNBA playoffs. Not that many people are interested in that anymore because the Indiana Fever are out, but we are back, gentlemen, officially. Sports, we are back.
I don't know, the Canes line for Saturday night. Remember, it's a late one.
And College Game Day is there, right?
Yeah, College Game Day will be at Cal.
That's cool. Canes still favored.
Number eight, Miami Hurricanes are 10.5-point favorites at Cal Saturday night.
I think they have a crazy bounce back because I think the first half of that VTech game is going to tighten them up.
Cal's like sneaky good, but then they lost to FSU because they couldn't kick field goals. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of Cal. But didn't they beat Auburn? Do I have that right?
I have no idea. They're unranked. They can't be that sneaky good, can they?
Sneaking unranked. They're so sneaky, they're unranked. But Auburn, Auburn's not the Jason Campbell, Ronnie Brown Auburn anymore.
Yeah,
so,
but
Auburn's just a normal
team. I'm with you, but they still went to Auburn and beat them. Like, they beat an SEC school on the road. I mean, that's kind of impressive, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I'm honorary Cane this year. That three quarters of that VTech game, I was worried. You know what? Cam Ward usually waits, like he'll take his time to throw. There were some times where Cam Ward knew he was about to haul, and he just took off.
Yeah, they've got some. They do have some dubs. I don't know anything. We'll have Gino Toretta on this week. He'll be at Cal. You know he's a California guy, so.
Yeah, their only loss was to FSU, and they should have won that game. I think they missed two field goals in that game. They should be undefeated. By the way. Speaking of FSU, they host Clemson this Saturday. I have a feeling. Remember, Clemson came to Miami. It's the game Al Golden got fired, hung like 70 on the Canes or whatever it was, 67 on the Canes.
It was like 50-something.
It was 55-3, wasn't it? It was bad.
I have a feeling Clemson's going to do that to FSU this weekend. Like, they're just going to hang 70.
I would imagine, too. What time is the game? Let me look at the line.
7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting ugly at FSU, but after you go undefeated, then you come back and have a bad year. Don't they give you another bounce back year for Norvell?
I saw DJ Uyunglele.
Uyunglele.
I'm not trying. You know what I call
Uyunglele.
Yeah.
He's not playing, right? Is he hurt or they just benched him?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I know he was hurt. He had like some sort of finger issue, so they pulled him in the game. But I don't know if that's going to affect his status for this Saturday.
Well, I know he's not playing.
Oh, he's out.
He's not starting. Gotcha. He's not starting.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but
I didn't know if it was because of injury or because of coach's decision.
Yeah, he's out for the next couple of weeks.
I did research for like the argument of what's a UNLV guy that quit because his NIL wouldn't go up.
Yeah.
So from that side, like, yeah, he wants more money. He quits. So I use FSU as an example where Uyunglele, he has a guaranteed $500,000 deal up to $700,000. Can they take his money back because he's not performing? You know, from both sides with this college contracts, like, yeah, bro, you're terrible. We're not going to give you $750,000. You're not worth it.
Clemson is a 14.5-point favorite at FSU.
That's it?
I lay it.
Man.
Clemson's not very good.
Florida State's terrible.
True.
Clemson, I mean, they got rolled by Georgia. But I have this feeling that it's like Alabama and Georgia and then everybody else in terms of.
Alabama's won now, right? After that game?
Yeah.
Oh, Tennessee can go. Tennessee can play.
Ohio State looks good, too.
Yeah. Man, those are three SEC schools, huh?
Mm-hmm. Bias.
Hmm. Let me look up the rankings. The Florida Panthers continue their preseason slate tomorrow. They'll play Tampa Bay. Inter-Miami plays tomorrow as well. They're at the Columbus Crew. The Miami Heat kicked off their training camp in the Bahamas, Bahamar. If you missed it yesterday, Jimmy Butler did show up to training camp and to media day. And he's obviously in the Bahamas with the team. He said all the right things yesterday, Jimmy Butler, in terms of Pat Riley saying to shut his mouth and availability, all that stuff.
All right.
Texas is number two in the nation, Ohio State 3, Tennessee's 4, Georgia's 5, Oregon and Penn State 6 and 7, and then Miami is at number 8.
All right. Where's Florida?
About to get taken down to the NAIA.
All right, guys, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will be in the upper 70s. I am just seeing really quickly here, Joe Shad, he says no setbacks on Bradley Chubb, according to Mike McDaniel. And
when he come off the PUP list or IR?
Right. He started the season on IR. 4 games have passed. Dolphins will open up practice window for Odell Beckham Jr. and Cam Smith tomorrow.
There goes your receiver, Solano. You were talking about the third guy, fourth guy, get some targets. It would be Odell Beckham.
Well, he can begin to practice if he wants, but I don't know if he will.
It doesn't mean he'll play. Like, he's just right off of IR. When you start the season on IR,
he's eligible now.
Correct. Yeah. River Craycraft, no, by the way, no setbacks. He also started the season on IR. I think, if anything, that's the guy the Dolphins are low-key kind of missing in the slot, Crowder. Like, Craycraft could catch passes. He was at least a reliable option outside of, you know, your two main guys.
No, I like River, coming together. Why do you bring in a veteran like Odell and don't make something of him? It's a waste of a roster spot right now.
Well, they're going to if he can get out there.
That's the thing.
So, Jonnu Smith?
I was very high on Jonnu. I actually have him on my fantasy team, and I've put him down there with Isaiah Pacheco right at the bottom of my list.
All right. Anything else, Solana?
Looks like we're good to go, gentlemen.
All right. We'll take a quick break, come back, do a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, Crowder. You can hear Game Day Uncensored 4 hours prior to the game. And this Sunday, that means 9 a.m. You can hear it right here. Brendan Tobin, Alejandro Solana, Omar Kelly, Adam Beasley, and they'll get you ready for the game. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus RX, a luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Here's what Adam Beasley writes at ProFootballNetwork.com, Crowder, and tell me what you think of this. Tell me if you think this is even possible, okay? Mm-hmm. Here's how Mike McDaniel, again, this is Adam Beasley writing. Here's how Mike McDaniel's grand player empowerment experiment is going. The Dolphins are 1-3, have been embarrassed on national TV twice in 3 weeks, and their best player was just as invisible after the game as he was during it. By the way, Tyreek did not go to his league-mandated media availability after the game. He just kind of jetted. Tyreek Hill, the NFL's most explosive player and the Dolphins' second richest employee, torpedoed his team's chances against the Titans here on Miami's very first drive by nonchalantly dropping a swing pass that really was a lateral and, after review, a lost fumble. Hill, who convinced the Dolphins to give him more guaranteed money this offseason despite having 3 years left on his contract, got no better as the game went on. He finished the night with four catches for an inconsequential 23 yards in the loss to a Titans team that hadn't won a game all season before Monday night. And as ESPN's broadcast crew caught, he was heated on the sidelines during the game. But instead of taking accountability post-game like a team captain should, Hill bolted the locker room before reporters could get in. In doing so, Hill allowed others, like quarterback Snoop Huntley, who's been with the team for just 2 weeks, to face the tough questions that he should have answered. Why is this important? Because Hill is more than just the team's most dynamic player. He is the offense's most important leader and tone setter while Tua is out. And if he is unwilling to stand up and take the slightest bit of heat after another terrible performance by arguably the worst offense in football, how can he do the hard things like put his cleat in the backside of his teammates, figuratively, of course, and fix all that's gone wrong with the first month of the season? McDaniel's instinct is to let the players run the locker room, but that's clearly no longer working. Being a player's coach only works if the players hold up their end. They're not. So McDaniel needs to be the heavy. If that means running a tighter ship and benching or cutting players who can't do simple things like lining up the right way, so be it. McDaniel quotes about there was tremendous disconnect between preparation and execution. Here's Adam Beasley again. We're not saying that the Dolphins are tuning their coach out, but if they are, how would the on-field product look any different? Asked late Monday if he needs to be more assertive in the delivery of his message, McDaniel said, "Yeah, I think we have to assess everything. I hesitate to overcook before I watch the film, kind of marinate on the whole situation, but there will be things that change. It's kind of hard to say exactly what those things are, but we're definitely in need of it." Adam Beasley again. What's the most maddening part of this disastrous start? How undisciplined McDaniel's team is. Forget making big plays. They can't do the most basic stuff. The Dolphins on offense haven't looked like they have the faintest idea of what they even want to do, let alone how to do it. They're not good enough, particularly with Tua on IR, to overcome their many mistakes. For large chunks of Monday's game, which featured 10 more Dolphins penalties, it seemed like they didn't practice all week. Whatever message McDaniel and his staff have been preaching simply isn't getting through. More of that you can read it at profootballnetwork.com. But Adam Beasley writes, is it too early to panic?
No.
My page just refreshed. Oh, okay. I wasn't really ending there. The page went blank and refreshed.
Is it panic?
Hold on. I gotta get back to that spot.
The inference at the end, yes.
Is it too early to panic? Absolutely not. The season is a quarter over now, and the Dolphins are closer to having the number one pick than they are hosting a playoff game. And McDaniel's offense is singularly to blame. This means changes are coming to his approach, presumably in scheme and tone. Adam Beasley saying, you're too nice. You got to get tough when things go south like this. Can he even do you agree? And can he even do that? I don't know if that's his personality. I don't know if he could even fake that.
To be that, you know, that hardcore coach. And I'm with you. I don't think that's in his personality. This new age of athlete that brings a new age of coaching, everything, the younger coaches. I love Bees to death. The whole thing in the beginning about Tyreek not talking to the media, now he can't put his foot in the backside of grown men. I play with great leaders. I play with Hall of Fame guys. I bring them up all the time, the Juniors, the Jasons, the Zachs, all those guys, the Peasies, the Sam Madisons, the Pats. They don't have to cuss you out and kick you in the butt to get you going. If you have a roster that is constructed to make plays and go out there and compete, you're going to compete. There was nothing that any – there were linebackers that came in and left, and the Derek Popes and the Eddie Moores that were there before me, Jason and Zach and Junior and Sam and Pat and Bonnie and Kevin Carter, all great Hall of Fame, amazing 10-year plus careers. They can't make guys play better if they're not capable of playing better. So that part I totally disagree with. The whole thing about Tyreek not talking to the media, I know what it was. We joke about it. The game that I intercepted Brady and won the game in Dolphin Stadium, I didn't talk to the media because my whole thing, which is silly now as a grown man thinking about it, but 23-year-old Crowder had a little difference to him. I said, you bastard don't ask to talk to me other times. So now when I make a play, I'm not waiting here for 45 minutes to talk to y'all. You can kiss my butt. And I left and I went and partied on South Beach. But like talking to the media has nothing to do with team leadership. Taking the brunt of the questions and all, I understand the team leaders are supposed to do that, but that has nothing to do with on-field performance. That's what they need to do. The part of that article that I like is the part about criticizing Mike McDaniel for not having this team ready to play, for having a high school offense prepared that they cannot run. They just couldn't do it. That's the part that's scary to me. So is it too early to panic? No. It's not too early to panic because of Mike McDaniel. Tyreek not talking to the media. I know it started the article. It had nothing to do with them scoring 11 points a game. Tyreek could talk to every media member in the nation. This offense cannot score more than 11 points a game. If Tyreek goes on a media tour, they're not putting up 400 yards. That has nothing to do with football. Football, this offense without Tua is elementary and the worst in the NFL. The number said it's a lot of red. Everything in the low 20s. That's the problem, is that this offense can't get any points on the board. Tyreek getting upset, Tyreek being mad, Tyreek being highest paid. What does your salary have to do with that? There are guys that are paid well that aren't great leaders. They were highly paid dudes that I didn't want to talk to. Bro, shut up. You don't have any leadership. Go sit down. There were guys like a Lance Schulter, who was a journeyman safety for the Dolphins. He was a team leader because of his presence and his knowledge and what he did. So the media side of it, that's what I disagree with. But everything else B said was on point. McDaniel has to fix this. McDaniel has to figure out how to get his team motivated. McDaniel has to figure out how to get this offense running, getting first downs, scoring touchdowns, not having 10-quarter lulls in scoring a touchdown. That's where the problem starts in this. The defense held a team to 19 points in three quarters. That's a winnable game. Not when you have 3-6 and you score 12. You can't score 12 and win a game. So Tyreek criticism, I'm not with. The McDaniel criticism, I'm all in on.
Something's going to break at some point. Like Tyreek is not going to keep running out there. I mean, you saw it on the sidelines a little bit. He's not going to keep running out there and having 25 receiving yards in a game. Like one thing we know about receivers, they want their numbers.
Huh. Let me swing this around. What if Tyreek knew that if I get on this podium and they ask me about this offense, I am going to dog cuss Mike McDaniel. I don't want to do that in front of the world. Everybody's watching. This is primetime game. If I get up there right now, and like he said, everybody saw he was pissed on the sideline. If I walk up to that podium, I'm going to embarrass my head coach. So whatever respect he had around the league, whatever respect he had in his locker room, he's going to lose it if I go up there and say what I'm going to say right now, being pissed with four catches for 25 yards. What if Tyreek leaving without talking to the media actually helped the Dolphins? Because this is not going to be good if I walk up on this podium the way I'm feeling right now. A lot of emotion, a lot of testosterone, a lot of stuff going on with a guy like Tyreek. I think it was a great decision for him not to talk.
Might be. I just know that this thing has the potential to implode. And Mike McDaniel needs to show some sort of, to Adam Beasley's point, Mike McDaniel needs to show some sort of ability to have a strong hand so that it doesn't implode, even if they keep losing.
I would say McDaniel, Tyreek have had a conversation since that game started. It's 4:40 today. They've spoke this morning. They had a little morning run, you know, get the lactic acid out. And there's the team captains of McDaniel are speaking. If McDaniel needs to put down the iron fist, he needs to do that. Whatever it takes to do that. To your initial question, Hawk, I don't know if he has that in him, but he has to change his approach. Because as we sit here today, it's not worked. His approach through camp didn't work. His approach through the first four games have not worked. Let's change it, simplify it, rebuild from the foundation of the offense. That's what I've seen, guys. You know, I've been on some terrible teams. You go out there and go 1-3, or, you know, 1-6. They say, hey, today we're reteaching the playbook. We're going to start from the fronts. And they start all over again for everybody in the room to see. I don't think that would be bad for a Tim Boyle, for Skylar Thompson, for Tyler Huntley. I don't think it would be bad to reset and build on a different foundation because, to be honest, this Tua foundation, we found out, it is very fickle. If Tua is not
foundation.
If Tua is not into this Tua foundation, these other dudes can't do it. So redo your foundation. You had an 8,000-square-foot house. You had an 8,000-square-foot house playbook. Maybe you got to get down to a 3-2 with these guys. Tua comes back, move back into the big one. But let's consolidate this foundation with these other quarterbacks.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.
Mike McDaniel speaking with the media. I'm looking at some of the beat reporters. Snoop Huntley will start against New England. He has made that clear. He says, after reviewing the tape, there's reason for guys to be excited about that. There were some things to build upon, and we're excited to do that tomorrow. All right.
Build on what they're building on.
Adam Beasley tweets out, Odell Beckham and Cam Smith will practice tomorrow.
Hey, there we go.
Sounds like River Craycraft and Bradley Chubb's return will have to wait until after the bye. That's all right.
Yeah.
I don't think Odell Beckham and Cam Smith, although Cam Smith didn't have trouble getting on the field even when he was healthy.
Yeah, that was Vic Fangio's ass, though. Like, he just didn't trust him at all.
That's true. Vic Fangio did not like him.
Yeah, and with Fuller out, you know, and any addition to the secondary will be good.
Mike McDaniel, these are Adam Beasley tweets, by the way. Mike McDaniel said that Jalen Phillips is, quote, in good spirits. I'm pretty comfortable saying he won't be available this week. That's a bummer.
Yeah, it is, because he can play.
Let's see here. McDaniel asked if he feels that his offense is being run by players it wasn't designed for. His response, it feels like an offense that's not good enough.
Because who's that on, though? It's either the people in the system or the system.
Well, this is not an offense designed for this person. This offense is designed for Tua.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, it all hums when Tua's out there, so.
His accuracy, his quick release. Tyler was holding that ball way too long. Let the ball go.
But shouldn't an NFL head coach be able to adjust, even if for 1 or 2 weeks, to at least make it look competent?
Yes.
That's the part that drives me crazy. It looks completely incompetent.
Right.
You see backup quarterbacks come in. Again, I said this at the beginning of the show. It doesn't look like the starting quarterback. It doesn't look like the offense. But it doesn't look like this. You don't ever see it look like this.
If you, let's say every starting quarterback on their roster is a 10, a lot of backups, because they're backups. If they weren't backups, they'd be starting somewhere, and that would be the starter. So it's going to drop to a 7, a 6. We went from a 10 to a 1.
Right.
Overnight. That's not how it's supposed to be.
And that has to be coaching.
Joey Harrington's and the Cleo Lemons and the Tyler Thigpens. We didn't go to that. I don't think I played in the game when we had 150 yards of offense. Like, that's crazy for your offense not to be able to pee a drop for four quarters.
Well, the good news is it's a short week.
I think you got that wrong.
I may have gotten that wrong. I think I read the line wrong.
Speaking of Cleo Lemon, Barry Jackson had such a great tweet. I'm scrolling through my favorites to find it, but he last night he's like, Barry Jackson's had enough. And he's like, doesn't matter who starts, Cleo Lemon, Joey Harrington, Skylar Thompson, like he was just like, doesn't matter. This offense is not good enough. I can't find the tweet now, but
yeah, he dropped it last night. I saw it last night too, because it did mention Cleo Lemon. I saw that too.
It's so sad because there were 20 plus quarterbacks since Marino, but Cleo Lemon's name is so good to throw in a list. And I actually like Cleo. His wife's amazing. He's a friend of mine, but there were Cleo Lemon games that I was on the sideline very upset at, my friend.
So who do you start in New England next Sunday? Huntley, Skyler, Boyle, Cleo Lemon, Scott Sekules? Doesn't matter.
Scott Sekules, yeah. Old Dolphin name there.
These on paper are winnable games at New England, at Colts. If they could somehow get it together, would be invigorating if they could win both and get to 3-3 when Tua returns.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is, because we keep saying they're winnable games, but like I said yesterday with Tennessee, they're looking, like New England's looking at certain games going, hey, this is a winnable game, and we happen to be on the receiving end of that, so.
Call Pie Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
if us four, me, you, yeah. Jimmy, and Solana walk up to another four dudes knowing we're going to fight, you can look over and see Pie.
Right. I walk into the prison yard, they go, you know what? That guy's a winnable game.
That's what I say. Everybody wants to fight Solana if it's all of us walking up on him. That's Pie.
I'm not certain you have the tears right there, but all right.
All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up on this non-victory Tuesday.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.